Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on discussing finances with aging parents. With us is Jody Rorick. Ms. Rorick is a CPA and a member of the NJS CPA Financial Literacy Committee. Jody, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Tell me, is there an age or a life stage at which you should talk to your parents to make sure that they're okay financially now and for the future?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And you can't really start too early, but it can get difficult because a lot of people are actually in denial about thinking about their long-term care expenses in their retirement. And it may be that your parents are like that. It's very unusual for a young person or even a middle-aged person to be thinking this way. And it may be they don't want to think about it, so they push it to the back burner. But if you are thinking about this for your parents, that's great that you're doing that. But if you are very young, I would say in your 20s, and your parents are not quite at the retirement age yet, it might be a little early to bring it up just because you are still young in your parents' eyes and may not have the maturity to actually discuss this with them, only from their point of view. Given several more years, maybe in your mid-30s, you've established yourself and maybe have a family, and they're actually maybe in their 60s and closer to retirement, they may be more open to hearing your point of view about this or listening to your questions than when you were younger and when they were younger. So that's probably the ideal time, when you're in your mid-30s and they are in their 60s nearing retirement.
Now, obviously, when you're bringing this up to your parents, it's no doubt a potentially delicate subject. What's a good way to broach the subject and bring it up to your parents without seeming like you're, you know, maybe intruding on their privacy?
I would suggest you ease into it one question at a time. If you have a good relationship with your parents, you might start with one question. A good question to start with might be asking them if they're planning to stay where they are living currently or whether they're planning to downsize. Maybe it's your childhood home. Maybe it's a four-bedroom colonial house and they're just knocking around in it by themselves, just the two of them or maybe just one of them. And it might be a good question to ask just to start the conversation. And they may welcome that question coming from you because they may think if it is your childhood home that you are emotionally attached to it, maybe they didn't want to bring it up with you, thinking that you would become upset if they talked about selling the house. But that's a good question to start with, and then you can tell by their reaction whether they're actually thinking about it or whether it's not a good topic for you to bring up with them. If you don't have a good relationship with your parents and you're one of several siblings or maybe one of two siblings and someone else has a better relationship, that person is probably better able to talk to your parents. I know from what I do, I have several senior clients and families who I help. There often is a sibling that a child, they're not really children, but they're grown-up children, who the parents trust more than the others. I mean, there may be some past history. So sometimes it's best to choose the right sibling to talk to the parents. The other thing you can do is to ask for help. Maybe there's a family friend or a favorite lawyer or CPA who can talk about the subject with your parents, someone who has a good relationship, so you don't have to be the one who brings it up. I would try to learn as much as possible from your parents, a little at a time.
Now, assuming that the ice is broken and you do have a good two-way open and honest dialogue with your parents and they welcome your input and your help, what are some other topics that you should cover?
Well, I have a list of topics, and these are really important. I would say the first thing you should find out from your parents is whether they have their legal documents in order. This would be a power of attorney for each one of them, a will for each one of them, and a living will. And the important point with these is that not just are they existing, but are they up to date, especially if there's any disease, such as early Alzheimer's or anything that's in the horizon that you might know about with your parents. It's important to make sure these are current, up to date, before the disease takes its effect mentally. I know that lawyers are loath to change a will if there's any question about competency. They don't want the will to come back and be challenged. I know that mental health professionals and the other medical people often will recommend the living will get updated before it's too late. And you want to make sure that if you are the power of attorney for your parents, that, God forbid, there is a situation where you are the living will power of attorney and you have to make a decision, say they're on life support. You want to make sure that you understand very clearly what their wishes are. You don't want to be trying to guess when they're not able to express them to you. You want to make sure that the living will expresses exactly what their wishes are. So you want to make sure those are current, up to date. That's the first thing you should do. The second thing I would want to find out from my parents is regarding their insurance policies, if they have what policies they have in effect and what the coverage is. For example, long-term care insurance, I actually have that for myself. I learned early on in my business that long-term care expenses can make quick work of your assets. And so I actually have that protection for myself, and although I don't sell it, I do recommend it for people. In the event that you do need to pay for long-term care, it's another stream of revenue to help you pay for those costs. And so I would want to know specifically if they have that. I would like to know whether they have a disability policy. I would want to know about their health insurance, if they have Medicare, if they have a supplement to Medicare plan, which would be Part B, and whether they have the Medicare Part D, the prescription coverage. Make sure they have all those policies because that will save money in the long run. Those are really important insurance policies for them to have. The third thing I want to look at, because this is actually something that's near and dear to my heart, is their budget. What is their income? What are their expenses? And what are their plans to pay for long-term care when they are older? I would want to do a projected cash flow analysis for them in their retirement, assuming knowing where they're going to be living, what their costs will be, and assuming a scenario of needing to pay for home health care aides to come to the home, or whether they're planning to move to assisted living, whether they can afford all that. So I'd want to definitely look at the income and expenses. I would also want to find out whether they have available resources in case of an emergency. Is there cash on hand in case they need it, so they don't have to liquidate investments to pay for something in a hurry. And then another topic I would want to discuss with them would be the social support network that they have in place in case of an emergency. A lot of families don't live nearby each other anymore. Sometimes my clients are by themselves and their kids are living all over the world. So it's important to know if there is an emergency, who should be called. You don't want to have to figure that out during the time that it's happening, because then the parents would be caught maybe calling a friend, and you don't even know if that friend is trustworthy, and you also don't know if that friend wants to be on that social support network list. You want to make sure that people who are on the list want to be on the list, don't mind being on the list, and that they are people that your parents trust. So that's another topic. And also, I would like to discuss with them their plans for their living arrangements. If they're currently still living in your childhood home, that the four-bedroom house with leaves that need to be raked and driveways that the driveway has to be shoveled, I would want to know if they're planning to stay there, if it's set up for safety, and in the case of their disability, what arrangements have to be made to the house, what changes have to be made to the house to make it so they can stay there. So these are all really important topics that most people don't think about, but they should be thought about and they should be discussed, if you can, well ahead of time with your parents.
Jody, tell me, how can you get your parents to warm up to the idea of using a finance professional if, let's say, they haven't had much prior experience with one? How can you get them to understand that in the long run this could be a beneficial consultant to use?
Well, since you're already involved, you've been able to bring up these topics with your parents, you've been able to discuss some of these topics with your parents and made them start to think about some of these topics, I would suggest, you know, since you're staying involved, that you could actually go with them, help them choose a financial advisor such as a CPA who can help you do the cash flow analysis for retirement, what kind of needs they're going to have for their expenses, including as much information as you can about where they're going to be living. Have the CPA review their policies to see if they're adequate. Maybe get recommendations from the CPA about insurance professionals or if they need to go to a lawyer to get their legal documents fixed up. You can actually just go ahead and help them through every step of the way and help them find the appropriate professionals. And it also keeps you involved with the details so that down the road when you need to know this information, you're ready. And you've also helped them find competent professionals who can keep them from trouble.
So be available to help them find a professional, perhaps go to any consultations, and just be an extra pair of eyes and be a sounding board for the services that your parents use.
Absolutely. Be a watchdog.
Okay, well, great. Well, Jody, thanks for this great information. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com. We'll be right back.